thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. I was on assignment yesterday and Friday. We were both on assignment. Good morning, Jared. Did you miss us?
I did, of course.
Hey, Ted Leidy did a knockout job, though. Did a great job.
Oh, yeah, he did great.
Wow. I listened to the one yesterday. On the way back. And, of course, I had to call in, say hello on Friday. Today is the last day of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, and filled up Shasta Regional Medical Center, as many of our hospitals are around here. Good morning, Jared. So what happened while I was gone?
Not much. We all kept it together here. So,
you know, that's the best part. If you want to take your 96, as we used to do in the military, you know, you take a
four-day leave.
Yeah, you get 4 days off, right? And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And but having people like yourself and Diane and Sue and, you know, Travis and everybody, Pat, Jim, the cast keeps growing. You know, I don't have to worry. You know, if something happens, they fix it and tell me later. I like that. So, what's the weather today? And do you have the air quality index?
I don't have the air quality index, but I can quickly.
But you will, because I'll be talking after you do the weather. I'm going to do it's brought to us by, and then you can get the AQI.
All right, it's currently 69 degrees. Today we're looking at a high of 97, a low of 61. It's obviously smoky if you've looked out the window this morning. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Thursday, a high of 90, a low of 58. Friday, a high of 94, a low of 60. Saturday, a high of 96, with a low of 61. And Sunday, a high of 97, with a low of 63.
Okay, and the air quality index is 125, which is unhealthy. And the weather and the air quality index and the lake level, which I'll give you in a second, is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson that gives just super service because all the propane's the same, so it all comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family give it the best. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. The Lake Shasta water level, is at 905 feet. It is 162 feet below full pool. We went to Mammoth Lakes. Linda met up with her girlfriend, and it was her girlfriend's birthday. It was her one of the fellow gold diggers. In fact, it was her roommate and her very best friend, Marie. And Marie's married to Howard, who was in business for a very long time. She was a California girl. They lived down in Huntington Beach. They had a place in the harbor, you know, all those kind of things, right? 2 years ago, moved to Texas. And so, well, how do you like that? Love it. Love it. The people, the area we're in, you know, the cost of living, all of that. They love it. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so you don't have, you know, and her 91-year-old mother still lives in Hemet. And she said, well, I'm literally, I'm a plane ride away. I can be there in 3 hours. You know, from start to finish. And, you know, she's got other relatives in the area, in, you know, back in California. And, but it was interesting to hear how, when she went there, and I hope I'm not giving out too much, but they moved there. She gets breast cancer, which they have caught and arrested, and she's in remission. COVID. What else? you know, a number of things happened during that time frame, and the that they love it there. And so the thing about driving up toward Lake Tahoe was we were on 89, which I think is shut down now. Couldn't go up 50 because that was shut down because of the fire. And, you know, I got up to the end of Tahoe and took a casual right and headed south to Mammoth Lakes. It had smoke. Everybody had to wear a mask while you were inside. When you're outside, nobody wore a mask. The weather was great, but it was still warm. It was still up in the 80s. What else? The area around there is beautiful. It's, you know, it's just beautiful. And on the way back, I had to get some gas. So we stopped in a place called Levining, California. It's up in that area. And I sent you a photo from the gas station. You probably didn't believe me when I told you how much.
No,
that.
It was.
Gas was $5.65 a gallon. $5.65 a gallon in Levining, California. And there was two or three gas stations in that little place, and they were all that much. And then it went down to a whopping $5.25 at the next place. So $5.65 a gallon. We get back down here, and it's, you know, $3.99, $4.05, $4.15. I mean, you kind of feel like, yes, yes, we're saving money. And then they tell you in Texas it's $3 a gallon or less. Yeah, but our roads, we need it for our roads. What else? It was interesting to see the variety of people, but it was also interesting to talk to the people that work there and to say it's nothing like it usually is, and because of the fires. And after the break, we're going to do fire updates. But just over in South Lake Tahoe, there at Lake Tahoe is concerned right now. Is concerned right now is the clarity of the lake, and in places, you know, it used to be, well, in some places you can probably see all the way, you know, close to 100 feet, but it's usually around 60 feet in that lake, being able to see straight down. They are very concerned with this fire, that it's going to have a long-term effect on the clarity and the blueness of Lake Tahoe, because all the ash, the follow-up of that, you know, forest are burnt down, and the getting into streams, getting into the lake. I mean, this is a horrendous, horrendous fire year. And I remember months ago when Cal Fire said this could be the worst one we've had. And then after, of course, you know, after going to the Car Fire and Paradise and all these others, and somebody says that to you, how bad can it be? Well, we found out, or we're finding out. I mean, we're not even close to being out of this season. Every time we travel. You know, and it's funny. The place that we stayed, which was arranged through Marie, I mean, that place it's really a nice place. No air conditioning. They put an air conditioning, you know, one of those floor ones that we had in here. Remember when our air conditioning went out here at the station and the company brought in all these air conditioners?
That was terrible.
It was terrible, but that's what they had there. I mean, it looked nicer, and it pumped out cold air, but there wasn't, like, one in each room. It was one in the main room. And so we had a fan, and the windows don't open because they're afraid, I guess, that you'll fall out. So getting back and falling into my Sleep Number bed, let me tell you, my Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 30. And you don't realize how much you appreciate a bed until you get back into your own bed like that, that you can adjust the firmness in the mattress. It's a mattress that's been rated number one by Consumer Reports. In fact, they have two mattresses in the top two in Consumer's Reports. You can just, you relax. If you do wake up in the middle of the night, go right back to sleep. This is truly the best mattress I have ever slept on. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now, during the Labor Day weekend special, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery and setup on all smart beds, plus special financing. Now, the special financing, with the special financing, it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. You see sleepnumber.com for details. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store. See Steve or any of the professionals in there and see how much a good night's sleep really is worth. And how long, how, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving, a good night's sleep. We'll be right back, 7:15 in the morning here, and HUI is unhealthy.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that sweet serenity.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
I'm voting yes to recall Newsom and voting for Jenny Ray LaRue for governor. I've lived in California for 27 years. Newsom's broken promises are ruining California. I've met Jenny Ray. Jenny Ray is a business owner, mom, and farmer. She keeps her promises. Jenny Ray will build a safe future with great schools, good jobs, and more than enough water and power. Jenny Ray will free California to live, work, and breathe again.
Approved by Reading resident Jenny Ray LaRue for governor 2021.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I got an open line until 8 o'clock and Haven Humane joins us. So if you've got something stuck in your craw, now's the time to call to find out if you got something that's bothering you. Let us know. Or something that's good. And if there's anything good going on, I'd like to know it, because I'm looking at all my notes here. There's not a lot of happiness in my notes here, but I'm looking at it. Oh, my gosh. Except this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. That's a happy thought. They've been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street right here in Redding, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. A new one going up in Anderson at the old Kentucky Fried Chicken Place. What do you think they did with the sink? Do you think they sold the sink to some collector?
I think it's in the Smithsonian now.
It should be. The parts sink. That's going to open up before the end of the year. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. You know, the one thing that, and people have asked here in the chat room, did you get caught in the evacuations? 50 was closed. 88, there was not a mad rush when we were going up there, 88, 89, up there. It runs parallel to 50. But it's like you're driving into, Linda kept saying, she says, is the fire over here? Nah, fire's not over here. It's over a couple of ridges a few miles away. But from what I understand, Lake Tahoe right now, South Lake Tahoe is evacuating. Lassen, more evacuations order in Lassen County. More evacuations. The Dixie Fire is now at about 180,000 acres. I may be wrong or not. I've been gone a couple of days. We're in a red flag alert. And that's going to go till next. That'll go to tomorrow at 11 p.m. The fire is raging close to South Lake Tahoe, and as we said, that the people are leaving South Lake Tahoe by the thousands. I understand 50 talking to somebody that not 50, but maybe they opened it up for that. But it was closed when we were going through, and thousands of people are trying to evacuate out of South Lake Tahoe. The people up in Antelope Mountain, they're being evacuated. Plumas County is on fire also, and they've ordered evacuations in Greenville, Taylorsville, all the Genesee Valley, and around Lake Davis. That was yesterday. The Dixie Fire has consumed an estimated $1 billion worth of timber, with an additional $1 billion still threatened, according to Lassen National Forest Outlook Report. 1,215 square miles. That's just a Dixie Fire. You know, I read yesterday that the Monument Fire, one of the fires, Mammoth Fire, actually did not do the damage. It went through slowly, like fires are supposed to do. And it took out the low brush. It went through, but it did not destroy the trees in there, because it was a slow burning fire, which is what you want. That fire has to come through, as our Native American friends have taught us back at the turn of the century. And before that, you start these fires, it takes out all the brush before it can get big. So that one wasn't so bad. Others, on the other hand, are burning in the scars of other fires. So the only thing that was growing in those scars was things like sagebrush and brush grass and the mesquite that made it through. And now it's going through, and it's literally scouring the landscape, giving you the old moonscape. And because it's the second time around, the chances of anything growing back there is going to take a lot of time. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Linda.
Well, good morning. I'm driving, as you can see. You can't see, but if you look outside, you'll see the conditions. But I wanted you to share with the listeners the importance of a paper map. And I'm going to hang up on that one.
Oh.
I think it's important during these times that everything is so digital, the importance of a paper map. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Honey. Love you. Okay. We're driving into the mouth of that fire, you know, even though it wasn't the mouth. But the way the smoke looked and all of this, it was tough. A GPS in your car, it's a good thing to have. Or on your phone, or on your watch, or whatever you have. But it doesn't give you a lot of the whole picture in a lot of times. And we picked up a paper map where you can take a look at the whole area and you can focus down into one. I would recommend that, you know, as part of your go bag, that you have a paper map of your area. It really can make a difference. I grew up on paper maps in the Marine Corps, earlier life. That's what we had was paper maps. Dad would put out this is the way we're going to go. And, oh, yeah, yeah. In the Marine Corps, 1 to 50s, 1 to 100,000s, we used topo maps for all of our, where we're going to move, how we were moving, targeting, all of these. And then the GPS came. And literally in Desert Storm, there were so few GPSs. They were held at the general officer level to be handed out to certain units. It's because there just were not GPSs. And in the desert, sometimes it's difficult to tell where you're at all the time. So those were handed out before the, for some parts, aspects of training, but then before the attack started, before we moved. That's how valuable GPSs were back then, in 1990. Now, everybody's got a GPS. You probably have, you've got a GPS and a map on your phone, right, Jared?
That's correct. Google Maps.
And you go, directions to Millville. Let's just say Millville. Oh, Millville is 10 minutes away, and you go this way. Start. And then this obnoxious voice tells you where to turn every time. What would you do if you didn't have that? For some reason, there were no cell sites around or nothing. What would you do? The other thing about it is you've got to keep moving things around. And the further out you go to see the more stuff, the less clarity there is on a GPS, right? Or on your Yahoo Maps. A paper map, on the other hand, you can sit down and you can see all of the roads. You can plot all of the different ways of getting around on that. For example, coming back because of road closures and the fires, we went up 395, hit 80, and came south. 80 is a major, it's a major interstate. We took off at on Highway 20 to go through Nevada City and Grass Valley in that way, because we're going to, if you went all the way down on 80, you hit Sacramento, you have to make and go ahead north. So I figured we'd cut off at least an hour going through that way and ending up in Williams and then going out. Well, that ceased to exist when then it decided to go down 90 or 99, where it really just goes through Chico and all the farmlands and you get behind avocado trucks. But the idea is, though, is you could sit down and you could see every one of these. If you do not have a paper map of California in your go bag, go out today and get one. Because they are, in reality, if you want to find your way to Placerville or something like that, and you look at Google Maps, if you want to find out what happens, if you need to use it in an emergency, you want to have a paper map there that you can actually plan on and see which roads are out there. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry repair, designer jewelry made. If you have if you need a new battery in your watch, walk in there. 5 minutes later, you walk out with a new battery at a very reasonable price. A great selection of jewelry. And again, very reasonable prices. Everything from estate jewelry to, like I said, custom design jewelry and everything in between. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225
Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding across from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Usually it's called Linda Bott, but it's Tuesday, so Linda's on assignment this morning. She's called in. She's heading out to the ranch. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? With all the smoke, all the ash, all over your car, just go on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. Get a great, stay inside your car. Goes through the machine there. It's brushless. It cleans your car. It waxes it. Very nice people wipe it off with towels. And, it is, you know, it's just a great place to get your car washed. It's been there
Quick and Clean has been there, or an iteration of it, for about 100 years. It should be in, we should tell Dottie about it. Do a story on this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's really interesting. But, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. Located on Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros.
You know, Carl, people should know that.
This is Pat Cartier, who is standing out there. And since I was probably paying him just to sit there and look at his computer, I thought I'd bring him in here.
Just to look beautiful. You know that the ash that comes with the fires is not really good for your car's finish. Most people don't know that. It's kind of acidic, and you don't want to leave that on there.
Imagine what it's doing to your lungs.
Well, yeah.
You know, okay. As you know, COVID is just running. It's raging. And when we were there, while we were on this trip, we went to 3 different places. One was Linda had to go to the bathroom, so we hit a Jack in the Box, right? Because I wouldn't eat a Jack in the Box hamburger. Okay, I'm sorry. Carl's Jr.'s, Burger King, Big Mac, you know, all those. If I ate. Oh, and of course, In-N-Out. It was closed. We were in this little town in Nevada City. Went in just to get a cup of coffee. Closed because one member of their staff had COVID, and they had to shut the whole place down. Anyway, the Burger King was shut down. The Starbucks was shut down. I mean, everywhere. I've never seen it like that where you go, when you go into places that, I mean, they were shut down because COVID had hit their staff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and now, I listened to Sherry, yesterday, and Dr. Ramstrom, and we have more cases in the hospital right now than we ever did during the big time of COVID.
Yeah, it's worse now. Just got back from Texas, and there was places closed down everywhere.
Yeah.
And they put a sign on the door, you know, no help, no workers. It used to be a few weeks ago or a month ago that was because people were off on unemployment, but now they're sick.
Yeah. Or, you know, members have, how about this? Restaurants are having a tough time getting food.
Yeah.
Because they can't get it delivered.
The supply chain.
The supply chain.
People don't realize
how
the supply chain affects us all.
Well, I could be reaching here. But, you know, maybe these fires is a way of God telling you, hey, put a mask on. Stay at home. And, you know, maybe it'll help COVID, too.
Well, you'll breathe easier if you get a mask on.
I have no, I have no problem. I don't know if, I don't ask people if they've been vaccinated. I volunteer the fact that everybody in my family, including myself, has been vaccinated. I just know if you look at statistics, you'll see that most of the people, the vast majority of people in the hospital have not been vaccinated.
You just look at the statistics. It's not
a political thing.
No.
And if you've got people in your family, we have a 90 and an 88-year-old person, people in our family, even though they're healthier than 98% of the population, they took their shots and they're getting ready to get their boosters. But the thing is, that's who I worry about. And so, wearing a mask.
Sure.
Okay, I understand. I understand about a mask. But if I'm coughing because of the weather we have here, because you're ingesting smoke, this much smoke and ash into your body, and when you cough, because of that, you could be spreading something. I mean, we know it's not a perfect vaccine. Right. I can have COVID.
You could, yeah.
Walk around with it, not know it because I had the vaccination, or I could just be one of those millions of Americans that had COVID before, never even knew they had it.
Right. I mean, everybody will get COVID at some point unless you're a hermit.
I don't see how you could not get it.
Unless you're a hermit, it is just not possible. I mean, you know, unless it finally dies out, but as it appears that it's going to be coming back as a new strain every season.
Well, we're a Delta, so we still got Epsilon. And we have, what is it, Gamma? What's the Greek alphabet? We've got a whole lot of letters in the Greek alphabet because they're doing after the Greek.
What about
alphabet.
The booster? You were telling about the booster. How were they able to get that already?
Well, it's because it's just a, I think it's just a different strain of the vaccine that they're doing. And it's to help, the boosters are there because the other one may be wearing off.
That's why you get if you have had shingle shots.
Sure.
If you've had a shingle vaccination, 4 or 5 years later, they give you another one.
Mm-hmm. Or tetanus.
Tetanus. Yeah. Any of those. It's not a perfect vaccination like polio and smallpox and diphtheria, which wiped it out. Nope. This one will keep you safer.
Sure.
So.
And it evolves a lot faster than we do.
And, you know, I'm not telling, you know, I don't believe that, they should be mandated. I believe that's still up to you. However, businesses are going to change the rules. And when they change the rules or private businesses, your life's going to change a little bit too. Now, you may not like that, but you don't have to go into Starbucks.
Right.
You don't have to go into, you don't have to fly United. You know, there's other airlines you can fly. You don't have to go into events. The problem I see the largest impact right now is in our hospitals.
You mean in terms of the filling up?
The staff. No, well, that's part of it. But the other is the staffing.
Well, yeah,
story after story after story of emergency rooms being half-staffed because 50% of the nursing staff. Or how about this? Your engineering staff doesn't show up.
Right.
You know what it takes probably because you are an engineer. You've done these things. You've been the one that kept Reading School of the Arts open for years. Imagine in a hospital. If you had, say, only 25% of your engineering crew show up.
Things break, you would not be able to repair them. That means they can't use them.
What about your cleaning crews?
Oh, my gosh.
What if the cleaning crews, 25% of them showed up?
That's the number one
priority.
During
COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so what, are nurses and doctors going to pick up spray bottles?
Maybe they will, yeah.
But nursing staffs are getting overrun. They're getting overworked. They're working. We talked to local ones. One of them is, I can't talk about the exact thing she does because it would be identifying her too close. 90-hour weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Gets off a week, 90 hours more. And she says, the ones I really feel for are the nurses. They don't get that. They're being called in, especially in emergency rooms.
Right. My gosh.
I mean, this is just, you know, maybe this will be something that rages through, that, like we thought the last time. And it would be kind of like slow down.
But Originally, we thought it was going to be about 18 months and we'd be all totally done with it.
It's not.
It's not.
And the numbers of people are just...
You know, Carl, you were talking about someone earlier moving to Texas.
We
were back in Texas in the last few weeks, Pam and I. And on the way back, there was a lady sitting next to us on the plane and... She was from Texas.
Was she masked?
She was. We were all masked. She was headed to Colorado where we had a layover and they were going to a wedding. And she said, well, you know, we love people from California that have been moving to Texas quite a bit. She said, but one of the things we don't love about them is many of them want to bring their California ways with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the things that got you out of California. Now, some people, like, you know, we had my friend on that was moving to Wyoming. Mm-hmm. He was moving... and part of it was the fires, but the rest of it was taxes and all the other stuff that's going on. And why we would want to bring the things that we didn't like. The reasons that made us move, the high taxation, the socialism of our government, just allowing anybody in that wants to come across the border without being tested, any of those things, why would they take that there? And what you just said, I've heard in Idaho, I've heard everywhere.
I used to hear it from my parents, too, when they lived in Lewiston.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really subtle because I found myself falling into the same trap while I was walking down the streets of Denison, Texas. I was looking at the condition of the sidewalks. There was weeds and dirt piled in the gutters. And I thought, man, why don't these people... you know, clean this up and pay someone to do it. And then at some point I realized, you know, it's really individual responsibility. If the businesses on that street want to do it, they'll do it. If they feel it's important, they will.
But the other part of that, though, is if I'm paying my taxes and part of my taxes say you will clean that sidewalk, you will repair that sidewalk, I'm already paying for that.
Right.
And if you're not using the money wisely, one of two things. One, you change the people. Two, that if it's not enough money, then, you know, for my taxes to keep the streets clean and all this, explain to the people why it's not enough, why we're spending the money,
somewhere
where we're
else.
Spending it, somewhere else. Yeah. Gene, good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about the COVID and the hospitalization.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like to know why in the world all of the states, you know, Florida and Texas have these, and I'm not sure that I have the pronunciation right, but it's like a
monoclonal. I know what you're talking about.
Antibody treatment center.
Yes.
And there, why don't we have that instead of waiting? Because you go with the first sign, and they've been doing, one center does 350, treats 350 people a day. Keep them out of the hospital. Do you know what the difference of cost is? Why in the world don't we try that?
We're having an expert on this. I'm going to try to get her on this week.
And hallelujah.
At the very latest next week. But she's the one that introduced me to this whole concept. And it was funny because she was talking about it, and I read on one of my online sources I go to, and I go to all sides of these things. They talked about that. And why aren't we giving people that get COVID? You test positive for COVID, right? Why aren't we treating it with this?
Because others, big pharma.
Well, it could be.
Follow the money, honey.
Okay. Well, I was thinking more of an, you know, esoterical type thing, but you're right.
No,
it's money. But see, we're getting overrun now. We're getting overrun in our hospitals. We should be treating people. The second we find out that they have COVID, they immediately get a treatment. They get zinc. They get vitamins. They get the monoclonals, clonals that you're talking about. Yes, absolutely. I don't know why, but we're going to talk about that. We're bringing in a guest. Okay.
Well, let's all get together and start demanding this stuff, because DeSantis and Abbott, you know, they've brought that into their states.
Absolutely.
It ought to be in every state in the union. They ought to care about it, but I'm telling you,
it's got to be.
I started out, and when they started out with the shots, I said, "You watch, you're going to have to get a booster."
Oh yeah.
And it was really interesting about the vaccines. That vaccines, you cannot sue a pharmaceutical.
That's right.
On a vaccine.
That's right.
And the pharmaceuticals, there was a doctor on that was saying, pharmaceuticals were not making money until vaccines.
Well, I don't know if that's entirely
true. Well, I'm telling you.
They probably made more money.
The guy was brilliant. He has four master's degrees.
You know, pharmaceutical companies have never been known to lose money, I don't think. Well, anyway, hey, Gene, we got to run. We got to take a break.
Thanks.
Thank you for your phone call. Terry, hang on through the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs there. With all the fires going on, people are losing their home insurance. Just because you happen to live in Northern California, give Judy a call at 221-0441. She's helped everybody that needed assistance in getting fire insurance, protect their home, protect their financial stability, all of this. 221-0441. Judy's been doing this with her crew since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the on-ramp right there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're taking calls right now. If you've suffered from a orthopedic injury, a strain, sprain, or played golf and you haven't played in a year, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. In the Sunset Shopping Center there at 3673 Eureka Way, physical therapist Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. You know, if you've had problems with your knees and everything, sometimes just running it through a program that will strengthen the area around there, get you into like a stretching program that helps your back, all those things. This is what they've done. They are pros at this. Give them a call at 533-5030. 533-5030. Stop by that in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. They're next to the, I think they're next to the Chinese place.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, that was Pat singing. That wasn't me. Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Did you miss me, Terry?
Yeah. Anyway, so.
That was a pretty quick answer.
Oh, well, thanks, Terry. Okay.
I'll be honest with you, I really wasn't listening. We were all kind of busy. We were doing podcasts, so we were pretty busy. I just didn't get a chance to listen, but I did hear a little bit this morning. I wanted to give you some information. You might already have it, but AB 455 was a bill about transportation issues and the Golden Gate Bridge, but it was amended to kind of, it was hijacked, basically, and it's a vehicle to force you to take the vaccine if you go to a hotel, a restaurant, a movie, a gym, a hockey game.
Everything but a restaurant. Well, everything but a restaurant and a church. Right?
No, it's been tabled. They just tabled
it.
I just got the message from Kevin Kiley.
Wow.
And they have tabled it because it's highly unconstitutional, and they're finding many, many of the people that are not wanting to get vaccinated are in the medical industry and first responders. So that's an issue. I mean, we can't do without them. But here's the thing that really is kind of a kicker. You know, what you haven't said is that a lot of people who have been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, in fact, the Giants, San Francisco Giants, didn't even have the two starting pitchers for the series they have against the Milwaukee Brewers because their fully vaccinated pitchers have come down with COVID again. We had a meeting last weekend, and the people that had been vaccinated, two of them have been fully vaccinated, they came down with COVID again.
Yeah. No, no, that's
so
true.
About how do we stop it, I mean, we may have to learn to live with it. And how in the world can you advocate, can someone advocate for something that clearly doesn't work? I mean, polio worked. This clearly doesn't work. It may make it to where you get it, you don't get it as bad, but we don't even know that. We know the side effects are really bad. We have several people in the area that have paralysis from the side effects in their faces, have heart palpitations. I know a pastor's wife who's got that. But I'm hearing, and also there was a study yesterday on one of the podcasts we did, Mark Kent brought it up, about the fact that there's a study, a new government study, that showed that 65% of the 800 people that had been recently brought into the hospital did have COVID, and they were fully vaccinated. So I don't know where you're getting your information.
I'm getting it from Shasta County.
Wait
a minute, Terry, are you saying they're just lying about that?
Yes.
They're lying about the statistics.
I'm saying you're not getting correct information. And
so
I'm not saying
they're lying about the statistics.
Lying. I don't know who they is.
Well, that would be Health and Human Services. They get their information from the hospital. So the hospitals, Mercy and Shasta Regional Medical Center and the other ones are lying about it.
Then why are there hundreds of people at those facilities, including doctors, that don't want to get the vaccine?
You know what? That's their personal choice. But that has nothing to do.
Okay,
that's their personal choice.
I got it.
You can't just say that they're lying about the figures.
I didn't say they were lying, Carl. You said, are they? I said, they. I don't know who they are. That's what I said.
No, you said you used the word lying. When I said, are they lying? You said, yeah.
Yeah, they're lying. I don't know who they are. Well, okay, here's the deal, Carl. If they're not lying, that's fine. If they are lying, that's fine. The fact is, you get a shot for COVID, you still get COVID. The fact is, the Giants couldn't even field a starting pitching staff. The fact is that the people who are professionals in professional sports that are getting these shots and boosters, Evan Longoria being one, he's gotten it twice after the booster. I'm just saying that.
It's not perfect.
You come off and think that that's a cure-all. It's not.
I didn't say that. Because obviously, if you can take the vaccination,
the tone was
again,
there. You know, Texas,
my tone? My tone?
I'm talking about there was a tone there.
Thanks, Terry. My tone.
You know, the thing is that the COVID will grow in your respiratory tract whether you're vaccinated or not. What do your symptoms? If your body has already produced the antibodies, your reaction is going to be less. So to say that you can't get COVID, that's a misnomer because you can get tested. It's growing in there, and it's just. So whether you're vaccinated or not, you still could have COVID growing in there and be tested positive. But what your symptoms? That is what the purpose of the vaccination is to mitigate those symptoms.
And you can get it. And there are medical professionals. I absolutely agree. Obviously, there are because that's why they're so short is because a lot of the medical professionals, people work in the hospitals, decided not to be vaccinated. I think Shasta Regional says something like 97% of their doctors have been vaccinated. That means that somebody hasn't. Yeah, you know, and their nurses, the vast majority of them have, but some of them haven't. There are two healthcare professionals I know here in town. They're the only ones that can do certain things. They refuse to be vaccinated.
So whatever their life experience was, it brought them to the point where they didn't trust it. They made that decision,
and that's why that's why when you start to mandate something like that in the bill that Terry was talking about. Was going to make it the only place you could go to was a grocery store and a church without proof of vaccination. Now, that's wrong. It's just wrong to do something like that. I think I go back to what I said like 3 weeks ago. We need the leadership in this country, though nobody trusts Mr. Biden anymore. But we need a bipartisan group that just says, of leadership that says, COVID's here. Kerry was right about that. We've got to learn to live with it. We've got to, you know, move forward. We, you know, people that want to get vaccinated, fine, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, fine, but you're going to change because there's going to be some businesses that are going to say, look, unless you're vaccinated, you can't come in here. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come to this event. However, before we run here, it comes right back down to the dollar.
Yeah.
And when you cut out millions of people from your bottom line, then, a business really has to think about it, you know. And, you know, these huge corporations get bailouts from the government.
But mom and pop don't.
Right.
I mean, not like that. You know, so if they make a decision to cut out, say, 25% of their customer base, that's a big decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just like many restaurants around here, you know, even Claire is how they went out of business. I mean, she just chose not to because 25% of people in there, you can't make it work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because of the seating in there. Got to run. Hey, Mark Story from Haven Humane is going to join us. He's got a couple big announcements. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Address the nation about Afghanistan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The military met the president's deadline of concluding its 20-year mission by today. Evacuations took place until yesterday, followed by the pullout of all remaining American forces. Mr. Biden will address the American people from the White House this afternoon about the recent airlifts and his decision to stick with the August 31st withdrawal deadline.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the Biden troop withdrawal may come back to haunt the U.S. globally for decades to come.
When we left the way we did, we seriously tarnished our prestige and the trust and confidence that our allies and foreign partners have in us.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan acknowledging that some Americans do remain in Afghanistan, despite the president's previous pledge not to leave until every U.S. citizen was out.
We continue our mission to get them out. It's just that it has shifted from a military mission to a diplomatic mission, and we have considerable leverage over the Taliban to ensure that any remaining American citizen will be able to get out.
Sullivan on ABC's Good Morning America. Consumer spending, a key driver of the U.S. economy, faded this month, dropping to its lowest level since February. That, according to the Conference Board, out today with its closely watched Consumer Confidence Index. The business-funded research group says concerns about the resurgence of COVID-19, as well as worries about inflation, contributed to the decline. Hurricane Ida, not through with us just yet, dumping bands of heavy rain from the Gulf Coast into New England with flash flooding, a concern. Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points, the NASDAQ down 31, the S&P 1 point lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, son. I thought I'd sing for the Legacy Box commercial.
No, Dad, I want you to talk about Legacy Box, how it's the best way to digitize your family's home movies and photos.
But there's no extra charge for singing.
Thank you, but people need to understand that we can take old photos, VHS tapes, even film, and transfer them to DVD, thumb drive, or a digital download. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S.
Don't worry, I'll cover all that. Legacy Box, Legacy Box, the best way to digitize home movies and photos so that they aren't lost. Proud of my son and his Legacy Box.
Time's almost up.
From sea to shining sea.
Okay, I'll just read the rest of the ad then. Legacy Box is the best and easiest way to digitize your home movies and photos. Save 40% right now when you go to legacybox.com/lbox. That's 40% off at legacybox.com/lbox. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
European consumer prices up more than expected this month, boosted in large part by more costly fuel.
Economists say the jump is temporary, but it could pose questions about how persistent higher inflation might turn out to be. The 19 countries that use the euro currency saw inflation spike to an annual 3.0% in August. That's up from 2.2% in July, according to figures released by European Union statistics agency Eurostat. The increase was so large, in part, because some prices were much lower a year ago due to one-time factors connected to the coronavirus pandemic.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. South Korea's National Assembly approving legislation that bans app store operators like Google and Apple from forcing developers to use their in-app payment systems. South Korea, apparently the first country to pass such a bill, becomes law when it's signed by the president, whose party has backed the measure. News and analysis at townhall.com. Major cell phone carrier says, sorry about that.
T-Mobile has notified nearly all of the millions of customers whose personal data was stolen that it is truly sorry for the breach. CEO Mike Sievert says the company spends lots of effort to try to stay ahead of criminal hackers, quote, but we didn't live up to the expectations we have for ourselves to protect our customers, unquote. The company disclosed earlier in August that the names, social security numbers, and information from driver's licenses or other identification of about 50 million accounts was exposed. Keith Peters, Washington.
Home prices jumped by a record amount in June. Home buyers competing for a limited supply of available houses. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index soared 19.1% in June compared with a year earlier. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow now down 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the last day of August 2021, the day the Taliban walked across the airfield and declared victory. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage, and also full. No, they're not full yet. So many things they've done for our community, and they continue to do them every day. Jared's here with the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 72 degrees, and today it's going to be we're going to see a high of 97, a low of 61. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Thursday, a high of 90, a low of 58. On Friday, a high of 94, a low of 60. Saturday, a high of 96, a low of 61. And Sunday, a high around 97 with a low of 63.
Okay, we're in red flag warning through tomorrow at 11 p.m. tomorrow on Wednesday. Okay, I was wrong about the air quality index before. I don't know what the heck I was looking at, but it's 228 right now, very unhealthy. The lake's down 162 feet from the top. 228, very unhealthy. If you have asthma or any of those things, I would just stay inside. You know, when you see people wearing masks, it's not for COVID. It's to keep the ash out of their lungs right now. This has been going on for, what, how many weeks now? 7 weeks?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Yeah, Mark Story's here with me from Haven Humane. Yeah, about 7 weeks. Wow. Hey, the weather reports, AQI, lake reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned business in Anderson that gives great customer service. It's a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and won awards for hiring veterans, state level awards for hiring veterans out at Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Mark Story. Mark, before we start into Haven Humane, you're a veteran?
I am.
I don't. Did you ever do a tour in Afghanistan? Is that before you?
Afghanistan, no, because we didn't have
airfields.
We didn't have Air Force bases there. But I flew over Afghanistan and supported Afghanistan many times. Yeah.
Time to get out of there.
Well,
I'm not trying to get an argument started, but 20 years, it's a long time.
Yeah. No, I mean, an argument can be started that the time to get out of there was long past, but the time to get out of there really isn't the discussion. The way we got out of there was probably the discussion.
Well, you know, frankly, I've used as an argument that we're still in Germany and we're still in Japan. And somebody heard an argument the other day that said, yeah, but those are people that wanted to change. And people seem to think is the Afghan people don't want to change, and that's just not true. The vast majority of the Afghan people want to have education, they want to have freedom, they want to be able to vote. The Taliban, which was a relatively small number of uneducated knuckle dragon Islamic fundamentalists, out savaged the other side, in my opinion. But to say that the Afghan people don't want freedom is just absolutely wrong.
I think we underestimate the Taliban. I think there's a lot more educated, intelligent Taliban than we give them credit for.
Their leadership. Their leadership obviously is an educated
group. I mean, this was definitely very calculated. And they definitely had their hands in a lot, because the military that we, and I'm using air quotes, trained, clearly folded very quickly, and so did the government. So, I mean, this is, there's finger pointing going on everywhere, but I just feel like we let them down. Although I didn't land in Afghanistan, I know,
yeah,
spent, you know, probably 3+ years of my life in the Middle East. And like you said, I met so many amazing, good people that didn't deserve, yeah, what's going on, and that do want change, that want positive change. And I feel like we just abandoned them and let them go. And so, I mean, you know, like you, I've got tons of, you know, fellow veterans, yeah, and people that are still active duty. And, you know, we communicate through Facebook and phone calls and emails and everything else. And it's just, yeah, I mean, it hurts. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I'm disappointed. I'm scared for the people that are left over there, and all the work that we did over there, good, bad, or indifferent, is all pretty much erased at this point, and now they've gotta start over, and it's just, the way we did it was just, it's an embarrassment.
It was an abomination of how we did it. You know, for the president of the, I would have said, the most powerful country in the world. Yeah, I know. Shrug our shoulders now. The planners in this, to say that, oh no, you know, how many times did Biden say, oh no, you know, Afghanistan's not going to fall. And then this last frenzied, chaotic, withdrawal at the, Kabul, and losing 13 Marines, and one soldier and one Navy corpsman and 12, you know, and 11 Marines. I mean, that's horrible. It's just horrible. Four of them right from here from California. One from up in the North State, in fact, from Roseville. The whole thing was handled horribly. And when a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps went on YouTube or Facebook, he said, you know, when you're in the Marine Corps, you can be relieved of a battalion or a regiment or a squadron or a aircraft carrier, because they say, we've lost confidence in your ability to lead. That's all they have to say. It could be an incident that, you know, that live fire incident, that somebody gets injured. And the battalion commander can end up being relieved over this, over something that happened in one of his companies. And yet, and then after he posted this, he was relieved from his command. I don't know what his MOS was, but he got relief from his command. His commanding officer came in, said to him, what did you want to achieve with this? And what he said was, I think the people that make these decisions like this should be relieved, because we no longer trust them in their ability to lead. Right. You know, and then, you know, people are saying, well, Biden should be impeached and removed. Biden relied on his military and, yeah, his State Department,
exactly,
and just like the general does, just like a CEO does, he, yeah, relies on the people that are in those positions to give him the straight facts.
Yeah, this wasn't an independent decision, that's for,
yeah,
sure.
Now, if they gave him the straight facts, which it seems like it was out there, and he chose to ignore them, then that's something else, but we don't know that. But for the people like the head of the Department of Defense, the people of the State Department, there would be some heads rolling.
Well, I will say that, horrible situation, but I will say that if we didn't have the men and women that are over there right now.
Oh, my God.
They're
no longer there, by the way. Last airlift,
right,
is gone.
But had, yes, we not had the men and women who protect our freedom every single day over there,
yeah,
it would have been a lot harder.
Oh, my God. Oh, there was a photo, and I wanted to hit this. Somebody said we left a bunch of war dogs, the military dogs, at the airfield.
Yeah, there's some stuff going around on Facebook on that. I found another post from the military working dogs, and they put a post up saying that there were no military working dogs that were left behind.
I can't imagine a handler would leave his dog behind.
No. I mean, you knew handlers. I knew handlers.
I know handlers.
And
oh, my God.
The folks that I knew, they would have stayed behind, or they would have carried that dog. There's no way they would have. It doesn't matter who the order's coming from. There's no way they would have left that dog behind. And quite honestly, I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, the military is not going to leave an asset like that. I mean, that dog
That dog
in like training is you're talking thousands.
It's like leaving another Marine behind because those dogs will go into places sniffing out IEDs and give their lives, which has happened many times.
The training for that dog costs a lot more than training for the Marines that are carrying. No, I'm not being.
The training part, right.
The training costs a lot
and
more.
And they will sacrifice those dogs in a heartbeat to avoid losing a Marine or a soldier.
But they wouldn't leave
them
behind.
They would never leave them behind.
No.
Okay, good. All right, we got to take a break here. Hey, REU hired 12 people to do nothing but mitigate, move brush, move trees, everything from the electrical lines so that there would not be any problems around there. They've got two or four full-time arborists. All they do is they cut trees and prune trees to keep the electric lines open. REU advises people, you're living out in areas where there could be fires, and it seems like that's anywhere in California, is to keep the branches of your trees 5 feet off the ground. Make sure you've got defensible space around your home. I have a wooden fence around the back of my house. And these are grape stakes. These things, I don't know, maybe they're 40 years old. I'm not sure what you would do with this, but I do know as they slowly but surely disintegrate, that we're replacing it with the chain link fence that we can cover with ivy and all that to help mitigate any of the areas around there. So REU, they're thinking about you. REU. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.shastaregional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing of some desperate deeds that he did.
What is this, Billy the Kid's birthday?
New Mexico, long, long ago.
Hey, what day is it? What national day is it today? I forgot to ask you.
Diatomaceous Earth Day.
Diatomaceous. There's got to be another one.
South Carolina Day.
Okay.
It's not really an interesting day.
South Carolina. There's just people in South Carolina.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Carl Bott back here and Free Fire Radio. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, is my guest. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. The staff at River Commons Senior Living goes above and beyond to make sure that the residents there have just a great lifestyle. It's not an assisted living facility. No. It's for active seniors. It's the premier retirement community in the North State. To learn more, just go down and get a tour of it. See what great places to live in. See when they talk about a gourmet chef, see what they mean by that. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to arrange a tour, to have lunch there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living, located right in the middle, right next to the VA clinic. Mark Story is here, and for the first segment, we talked about Afghanistan.
Okay. From nationaltoday.com, it's World Distance Learning Day, National Matchmaker Day, Love Litigating Lawyers Day, International Overdose Awareness Day, Independence Day for Malaysians, Eat Outside Day.
Every day is Eat Outside Day.
And National Trail Mix Day.
You're trying to upstage me.
He is, but see, he's taking his little...
I can't do anything with the bumper music, so...
Yeah, I mean, a bumper music is... You know what? I frankly like that. What's that guy's name? Marty Robbins. I like Marty Robbins.
It's from some album that's just old Western, or like old movie tunes or something like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if I had the board, I couldn't compete with your bumper music.
Yeah. Okay. Mark.
Carl.
A lot of things happening.
Yeah.
A lot of things not happening.
Yeah, so we had to make a big decision last week with the board and I, and we decided that we are going to have to cancel Bark, Wine, and Brew this year for the reasons that everybody's assuming. We actually had some tables that were very concerned about COVID. We were concerned about COVID, and so we have canceled. I want to thank Wind River for their understanding and also their long-term partnership. Wind River's been great for
Wind River,
our event, and we will do it next year. We will still do the same theme next year. It'll be October 1st next year, hopefully third time's a charm. That being said, I want to thank all the sponsors who will be recognized, but we are going to do a virtual Bark, Wine, and Brew. We're going to have an online auction. Right now it's scheduled to be Saturday, October 2nd. That could change. We'll see. We've never done online auctions, so we're putting that together. Our team, Jennifer and Nicole, are working on that now. So if you are interested in that, we have some amazing packages. We have some amazing raffle gifts and – or not raffles, but auction items, rather. And so we are putting together our online auction. There will be more information on our Facebook page and our website in the next 2 weeks as we put this together. So we're excited about it because it is an opportunity for us still to celebrate the successes that we have had over the last 2 years. Because, look, the last 2 years have been difficult on everybody, but there have been successes, right?
Absolutely has.
And our team has done some amazing work in this community, with this community, for this community, and we want to celebrate that. And we have these great auction items that we want to be able to offer
there
to
you go.
Folks
so
in
how
the
do
community.
We how do so. We see what these are?
So, yeah, again, in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot more information on our Facebook and our website because we're trying to figure all that out. We've never done an online auction at Haven, so we're going to talk to the people that have and figure out what's going to work best for us, and then we're going to put all that together, and there'll be a lot more information. The good thing is we will have another radio show right before that, so we'll have tons of details on that day.
We need to because I'm sure there's stuff in there that, you know, we've never walked away. You know, we go to a lot of these. You know, we're asked to host a lot of these, like we're going to emcee there.
Right.
You know, and with that, usually means you get a free dinner. Okay, so that dinner probably costs $10. Well, okay, $12. All right, depending on what you have. Okay, but the bottom line is I've never walked out of any of these things we go to without spending at least $300.
Yeah.
Linda goes over there on the silent auction stuff, and then we had friends at one of the fundraisers that we went to, Safari Club International. They spent a couple grand there on auction items, and I'm like, whoa! You know, so it's a, you know, this is a way of helping Haven Humane. They've got great auction items, and I know I'm going to be in it again.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the loss of the revenue from the fundraiser hurts the organization. And so we are going to do the online auction to help offset some of that. And like I said, we have all these great items that have been donated that we've gotten that we want to be able to sell and to share with our community. But more importantly, I'm bummed because, and you know, you've been doing this with me for many, many years. I love Bark, Wine, and Brew. You know, it's the one chance a year where I get to see so many of our team, so many members of our team, our sponsors, our donors, our friends, our family, employees are there, and we get to celebrate together. We get to celebrate all of our successes. So for me not to be able to personally do that for 2 years in a row hurts a lot. And so I'm totally bummed about it. I truly believe it's the right decision to cancel it. If it was an outdoor event, we would move forward with it. But since it's indoors, we just weren't comfortable with it. So the decision was made. But again, I'm going to miss it. But next year, October 1st, we are still going to have the same theme. It's still going to be Broadway musicals. It's still going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully October 2nd this year, we will have the online auction. That is the date we're shooting for. And hopefully we're going to make that date, but it will be within a week or two of that, if not October 2nd, and it will be an online auction, and we will have some celebrations, and it will be fun. So we hope everybody can help out and attend.
Okay, then we will. Now, you had that Zumba Bash.
Yeah, Zumba Bash. Zumba Bash was great. It was a very good, big success this year. I really want to thank, again, Wind River, who is fantastic as always. I really want to send a special shout out to Jennifer Lozoya, and her family and Anderson Family Fitness and everything that Jennifer does for Haven, because Jennifer puts this whole thing together for us, and she's just absolutely an amazing person. An amazing friend and just a great supporter of Haven and everything that we do. And she is a great dog mom, too. She's got some great dogs and a mom. She's got kids as well. So she's super busy, and for her to set time aside to do the Zumba Bash every year is just awesome. So can never thank her enough.
Okay. You know, because Bark, Wine, and Brew was canceled, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, use the time besides the auction items to help out at Haven Humane. You've got a list of supplies and everything on the website if people want to donate things too.
Yeah, we have a wish list that's on there that we keep updated for what we need. A lot of the stuff on the wish list actually is kit and nursery stuff. Those lists are coming down a little bit because the kit and nursery is, you know, we're getting, not that we're out of the season, but we're getting closer to being out of the season for the kitten nursery. So, we are full in there. We've had kittens throughout the year, which has been fantastic. And we've
fires do not affect the cats in this area, or maybe they do.
They do, yeah. But they certainly didn't affect the reproduction of them. So we've had lots and lots of kittens this year, and our kitten nursery staff is doing fantastic. So they're in there around the clock. But, yes, we do have a wish list on there, and it just goes to Amazon.com for the wish list for items that we need to keep that kitten nursery going. And anything, honestly, that that we aren't able to, like, let's say that we get a lot and we aren't able to use it this year, that, all that stuff lasts. So it would be good because we go right back into kitten season again in April next year. So we just carry it over to the next year, and it's less that we need for the next year. But that stuff all gets used for the kittens, either in the nursery, with fosters. But, yeah, it all gets used.
Okay. We're here with Bark Story from Haven, Maine. The big news, of course, is Bark Wine & Brew was canceled for this year again because of COVID, the Delta variant. But you can still, they've got all these great auction items that you can still get online. There'll be a lot more information coming out on that in the next few weeks. 8:29 in the morning, 70 degrees, air quality index 237, very unhealthy. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the top hospitals in the nation, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not only that, but one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the TAVR valve replacement, which means you can get a valve replaced in your heart and literally get up that day and walk and leave the next day. As opposed to having your chest cracked open and having a valve done. This and many other things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does. Healing starts here. 8:30, we'll be right back.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.shastaregional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Job Fair, Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears that I cried. Now I want to understand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. With Carl and Linda Bott. The time.
What was that?
Time's 8:34 in the morning. 70 degrees out there. Quality index sucks. It just sucks. It's 230 something, which is very unhealthy. If you've got asthma or sinus conditions, you may think about staying inside and in front of your air purifier in a small room. Air conditioned.
Yeah.
It's going to go up to what? About 100 today? 91 today. 91 today. Weather report and AQI is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Also, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place in the world to get your haircut, according to Carl. Only place I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading was there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments only. We work that really, if you're in a hurry, in, out, don't have to wait. I kind of always enjoyed waiting around a little bit, you know, sit down there, you know, but now people don't even read magazines anymore. They look at their phones. Cypress Square Barbershop, give them a call at 244-9478, man's last stronghold. They even let Air Force guys in there. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service, everybody.
Thank you for your...
I know. You know what? And we talked about the first part of the show about Afghanistan and the disastrous pullout and how military, they don't say a lot. But in Facebook and on the emails, wow. We're getting ready to have a big reunion for my basic school class, and you should see that, you know, and there's a whole bunch of people they found. It's 50 years since we went through the basic school, or in a couple years. It's not right now, but in a couple years, a lot of the comments coming back. It's people are, you know, they're upset. But that has nothing to do with Haven Humane. What do you want to go to on this now?
Let's talk about our vaccine clinic. So every Wednesday from 2 to 4 in front of our hospital, we have a vaccine clinic. So it's going to save you the money on the visit, and you can come get vaccines. All of our packages are published on our Facebook page and website under Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list of all of our services. There's no income requirements to attend a vaccine clinic. Clinics are very popular, should be prepared to wait in line outside for up to an hour. So, people do start lining up pretty early for that, but it's been very successful, and our team does an amazing job. I can't thank them enough for everything that they do for that.
I saw something the other day that said dogs can't hang around with other dogs unless they've been vaccinated. You know what? I almost said, never been to Benton Dog Park, have you? You know, but you take the people's word for it.
And I want to thank Mount Shasta Spring Water because they actually donated.
Aren't they great guys?
Yeah, they are. They're
those
fantastic.
Are good people
and they've been partners with Haven for many, many years. But
they've partnered with us.
They have donated water for the vaccine clinic, so we've got a water thing there for the folks because it's been pretty hot and, you know, it's been outside, so we put up shade. We get as much shade as we can. We have the pass so that there's as much shade as they can when they're waiting in line. We make it as pleasant as we can, but it's still hot. It's still Reading summer, and so Mount Shasta Springwater donated some water for us, and I want to thank them for that. So,
well, you know what? Those are good people, and we have the same guy comes through here all the time, and he is just – he's perfect.
I mean, really, he's personable. He comes in, he checks very thoroughly about what we need. He'll ask me. He'll say, I gave him one thing. I said, I don't think we need, you know, he brings nuts, peanuts, almonds, and cashews. And I said, I don't know anybody that eats cashews. Well, as it turns out, I was totally wrong on that, and I'm not sure who eats them. Do you eat them, Jared?
I personally don't, but I know that James Masada loves the nuts.
Oh, that's what happens to the month's supply. Okay, got it. You know, so James.
No, but that guy is really cool. I mentioned one time I like those sport caps on the water bottles.
Yeah.
And every time he comes in, he's like, hey, you want a case of those?
Yeah.
He's just a really nice guy.
That way, you know, we have water and all that stuff and coffee for everybody that comes in.
And speaking of Mount Shasta spring water, I want to also send a shout out to Steve Colbert, who's a good friend of mine, works at Mount Shasta Springwater, and after 32 years, he's going to be retiring at the end of September. So congrats to Steve if he's listening, thanks for your service to Mount Shasta and our community, because he's been to tons of events and helped out.
He's probably moving to Nevada or Texas or Idaho or Wyoming or Montana or Tennessee or any of those places.
No, I think he's staying here. His family's here. Okay. Steve is a great guy, so I wish him the best in retirement, and definitely deserving.
You know, we play the Mount Shasta Springwater spots, but just as a library, just like you said, those people do outstanding work. They're local, and I can't say enough about them.
So yeah, we always talk about the people that are in this community. I mean, this is what community radio is all about,
right? And that would be the hardest thing, and this is what you run into, is the hardest thing about leaving a community like this is you're not going to find a community like this. And people go, oh, yeah, there's always people. You know, you'll meet people. You'll make friends and all this. But this community is a giving community.
Mm-hmm.
It is a community that though we hook and jab at times on different issues. COVID hasn't been a pleasant one. The recall, I frankly think that there's two sides to every story, but I think there's elements of those two sides that have gone completely over the edge when it comes to trying to move something forward, to try to get things forward. Not everybody, by any means, to try and say everybody in the recall movement are racist. Neanderthals is absolutely untrue. Are there elements that have said things that they probably wish they hadn't? Yeah, but on the other side, you've got other people that are against it. They don't support the recall, and that's fine, but there's elements of that group that have gone way over. So, but overall, our community, you just can't replace it.
I agree, and I want to give a story out and a shout out to a couple more people in the community too. So last 2 weeks ago today, actually, we went up and assisted Trinity County. Christina Merritt is the officer in Trinity County, animal control officer, and she's amazing. And because of the fires up there, they were under evacuation warning. And anybody who has been to an animal shelter can understand that once you're under evacuation orders, it takes a long time to evacuate a shelter. So we went up, our team went up, helped out Christina and her team. They had not been through this before, and I can tell you they were super prepared. I was super impressed with their whole team. We loaded up all their animals. We brought them down to Reading. I called up a buddy of mine, Chris Heydrick from Heydrick & Company, and he found a open facility that we could use, a building that was empty. And he got that facility for us, and that was amazing that he did that. And so we had them here, and they were here for a week. We actually helped them go back up last week because it was safe enough for them to get back up. But you know, we had people trying to volunteer. We had people donating for them. We also had, evacuated animals from Platina. We had some from Hay Fork. So we were really full, which is why we couldn't bring them to our shelter. We just didn't have the space at the time. And I knew we wouldn't be able to, but that's an example of this community and how we come together.
Yeah.
I will say that I wish that we came together and could agree to disagree more often, but I will say that one of the shining lights in this community that I love so much is when push comes to shove, when we have a disaster, when we have something happen. It doesn't matter where you are in your beliefs. It doesn't matter recall, not recall, COVID, vaccinate. It doesn't matter.
No,
we're all part of this community, yeah. And we all jump in and we all help each other.
We do.
And that is something that you're right. Will you find it elsewhere? Maybe. But will it be the same? Absolutely not, because this is our community. And, you know, at Haven, we see this a lot because we see a lot of bad stuff, a lot of injured animals, a lot of, bad cases and a lot of evacuations, a lot of that. And so we get to see the best of this community because of the worst sometimes, but we get to see the best of this community. And I'm super thankful to be a part of this community. I
still remember when they opened up the center down there in Anderson, all those business fronts, so you could bring in the animals and all the hundreds of volunteers that came down to help.
I try not to remember that.
Before we take a break, did you write a SOP for how to handle a disaster like this that you can hand off to other people?
No, and we kind of have some protocols together. The problem is you can't. And the reason I say you can't is because every situation is so different that even if you took the time to write this step-by-step checklist of what to do, so much is different in every event that you'd have to rewrite it every single time. So, yes, we have some framework that we go off of at Haven, and then we have to adjust on the fly, like the Trinity thing. I mean, now we're evacuating another shelter. You know, we know how to set up a new shelter. We know all that stuff. But yeah, it's just different every time. So,
We got to take a break. But before we do, there's somebody in our chat room, inquisitive. By the way, as my son and the rest of our fallen heroes were being taken off the plane yesterday. I assumed then that, maybe I shouldn't, but this person in the chat room lost your son in the bombing there, the terrorist incident in Kabul. He pointed out that Biden checked his watch several times. And they've got photos and things like that of that. I'm sorry if indeed it's, you know, indeed you lost your son. I'm so sorry for you, you know, as I am for every other family that lost any time in Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam, Somalia. I can go on and on and on. I feel for you, the Gold Star families, so much. You've given the utmost, as has your family on that. We'll be right back.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.shastaregional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:50 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Air quality index is 230-something, which is unhealthy. We're going to get in a red flag warning through Wednesday, tomorrow at 11 p.m. Think about our, you know, we've talked about our heroes in Afghanistan and our military, but think about those first responders, my friends, that are out there fighting these fires day in, day out. I met a firefighter from Arizona yesterday that was up here. And I tell you what, he was filling up his truck with fuel. And you talk about somebody looked tired. And he said, yeah, this is just nonstop. And speaking of that, SST Oil. SST Oil is one of those unsung heroes that's out there on the front lines providing that fuel, providing the diesel, the gas, the jet fuel for the planes, lifting and helicopters, lifting and doing airdrops. That's SST Oil. They've been in Redding since 1967. They are just an outstanding company. They are an employee-owned company. The CEO is a gent that has come up through the ranks. And this is what makes this company so strong. Bill Casparino can be driving one of those trucks any day, and I'm surprised if he isn't. They always are looking for good employees that want to be treated well, to have a great retirement, that aren't going to have to go over the road every night, that they can be home and for a lot of their work there. That's SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking to the future, give them a call at 241-1167. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Two things we want to hit.
Yeah, volunteering. So they had a big fair on Saturday, the Make a Difference Fair. It was great. Would have liked to see more people show up, but next year they're going to do the same thing. It's with a bunch of different organizations. Nonprofits throughout the community got together it was basically a volunteer recruitment thing. If you'd like to be a volunteer, if you want to help out, please go to our website. There's an application there which puts you in touch with Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator. She's amazing. And there are tons of opportunities for you to volunteer at Haven. It's not just about walking the dogs, although most people want to do that. It's not just about walking the dogs or socializing the cats. There's tons of other opportunities. So look into that. I promise you, if you come out and you're there for more than 3 weeks, you're going to be hooked, and you're going to realize that you're probably getting more out of it than the animals are, which is a great thing. So it is a lot of fun, and we just adore our volunteers. They really are fantastic, and I can never, ever thank them enough. I just love seeing them at Haven and talking to them and getting their stories and why they're there and what can we do to help them and, you know, what can we do more in the community from their perspective. So it's great. So please do come volunteer. Last thing I want to talk about is, I want to echo what you said. Thank you to all the firefighters that are out there. You know, our local fire department, Cal Fire, Forestry Service, all of them, I can't even imagine how tired they must be right now. They are just doing some fantastic work. I mean, every day, if you look at there's the Facebook pages that the fire and traffic disaster, every day there's spot fires that are popping up here, there, all over the county, and I don't know where they're getting the manning, but they're knocking these things out so quick, and we're so thankful for them. So let's talk about if they don't. Let's talk about the fires that are going on, evacuations. So if you have pets, if you live in this area anywhere, don't feel safe. You may have to evacuate. You should have a to-go bag. You should have a plan in place to evacuate your animals and yourself. So make sure you get that information that you need. On our website, we do have a pamphlet that we've come up with to help with evacuation stuff. We also have hard copies in Haven if you'd like to come by and pick one of those up. Havenhumane.org is the website. You can look on that to find those. But some of the key things, make sure that you have some food ready for them. If they're on medicine, make sure you have medicine. Make sure you have a leash and a collar ready to go in case you have to evacuate quickly. For cats, make sure you have a carrier. For any animals that are large animals, farm animals, make sure that you have a plan for them. If your plan is the trailer next door at your neighbor's house, that's not a plan because they're using it for their animals. So make sure you have a trailer somewhere else.
Yeah, if you have a horse, you realize then that you're responsible for that horse.
Absolutely.
Getting out of there. And the place we keep it has six or seven trailers there, stock trailers and everything that can be used for evacuation.
And if your horse or your large animals haven't been trailered ever, or if it's been years since they've been trailered, I can tell you right now, evacuation is not the time to trailer them because they're going to be scared out of their mind, right? And you're going to be stressed and they're going to feel it, and it makes it that much harder. And unfortunately, although we have great evacuation teams in this area that are willing to help out, Cowboy 911, the Sheriff's Posse, Haven Humane, the list goes on and on, the sheriffs, deputies, the sheriffs, animal control officers, all of our animal control officers, we can't spend 45 minutes trying to load up one horse or, you know, two sheep from your farm. We just can't do it because we're having to evacuate a whole area. So make sure that
they're
ready for that.
Yeah, and the Reading Rodeo guys.
The Reading Rodeo guys.
They opened up the rodeo grounds for horses coming in. You don't have really spots for horses and large animals.
We're very limited on what we do for large animals. We did have some from the Platina fire. We didn't have any horses. We had a pony and a couple sheep, and then we had a bunch of goats that came in that we were able to keep. But we have three paddocks, and we have three irrigated pastures, but they're not that large, and they're right side by side. So, we're very limited. We're thankful that the rodeo grounds open that up, and we have other areas that do open up for the large animals, which is great. So, but have a plan. Just have a plan is the most important thing, and be ready for that. And the other thing, too, that I will say as somebody who has evacuated before and has been in the immediate fire area, don't wait. When they give the order, go.
When they give the warning order,
when they give the warning, be ready to go. You should be packed up. You should be able to, if they give the order, you should be able to just grab your animals and everything should be loaded and go. But please don't wait. It's just not worth it.
No, it's not.
And for the house, take pictures. Take pictures of everything because you can't bring everything. Take pictures of the stuff that you've got because that'll help later on.
If you have a safe and you think your papers, valuable papers, guns and everything are going to be safe, that's not true. After 30, if that fire is going through your house, you'll find that your guns have melted at that point. So anything that you don't want to have to replace, if you again on a priority list. you know, meds, things for your right. animals, things for you, maybe some albums. It may be a, you know, time to take all those albums and take them down to one of the businesses here in town and put them on a thumb drive. So you'll always have those.
Yeah. And I'll say this too. Haven will always be there to help out, but we have a limited capacity as well. So your primary plan with your animals shouldn't be bring them to the shelter. Your primary plan should be, hey, we've got a place we can stay where we can keep the animals. We should be the last resort. And the reason I say that is because when you look at the car fire, which came out, I wasn't prepared either. So believe me, I understand. But, you know, if we are the first priority, we are going to fill up really fast, and it's going to be very difficult for us with that. So please have a plan for your animals. Don't get me wrong. If that plan falls through, you need to bring in us. We're absolutely going to help. But please have a plan that includes your animals and the sheltering of them.
Okay. We've been here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Like every place else, COVID and fires impacting on them. Tomorrow, we're going to have the chief of police on, and I'm trying to get that monoclonal expert on the antibody treatments for COVID-19. Have her come on and talk about what this is, what it does, why so many people are taking it, why the University of the Alabama Vaccine Research Clinic at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, why it should be administered early in COVID-19 if you've caught it and what it can do for you. It's going to be interesting. And if I can't get her on tomorrow, we are going to address cancel culture. How woke has our society become where if you said something 12 years ago, your life will be ruined? Thank God there wasn't social media when I was growing up. For the trouble I was, you know, all of us got into back then. Everybody have a safe day. Air quality index is just bad. It's unhealthy out there. Try to stay out of the air. Remember, it's the good.